Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week we talk about real life issues that you're facing and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Ladies, we have a very special guest this week, and I'm super, super excited about her. Honestly, I'm excited about this guest for more than one reason. One, Shannon Monet is absolutely incredible. And two, she is the very first teen girl that I've ever interviewed on this podcast. What I love most about Shannon Monet, though, is her heart for God. At 16 years old, she desires to make a positive impact on your generation and the generation to come. Shannon wants to use her story to help those who don't know Jesus find their true identity in Christ. She has so much compassion and so much love for people and wants more than anything to be a light in this dark world. Hey, Shannon, we're so excited to have you join us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So before we get started today, I want to ask you just a couple of questions so that these ladies can get to know you a little bit better. So the first question is, what is something fun about you that not very many people know?
Well, I love to have dance sessions in my room when no one is looking, of course, and which is probably something we can all relate to from time to time. But yes, that's something I do a lot. Like, I love to have dance sessions.
Yes. I love it. That's pretty much me. I don't like to dance in front of people, but yeah, you get some.
Me neither.
And I'm like, yeah, let's go.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So what is your favorite song to worship to right now?
I love Available by Elevation Worship because the song really speaks about being open for God to use you and letting him have all of you and seeing more of him inside of you and then less of you, which really draws me back to John the Baptist, because when he said he must increase and I must decrease, which is really an attitude that we all should learn from, because it's not about us. It's about doing the work of God for his glory and for his kingdom.
Yeah. And you know, one thing I love about that song too is, years ago, I held myself back for so many years before like stepping into the purpose I knew that God called me to. He called me to work with teens since I was 18.
Oh, wow.
And I did go into youth ministry, but I didn't do what he had exactly called me to do past youth ministry. He called me to work with teen girls and I didn't. And one thing that he told me was, I'm not looking for your ability. I'm not looking for what you can do. I'm looking for if you're available. And so when that song comes on, I'm like, oh man.
Yes, it's an amazing song.
Yes. Oh, love it. All right. What is the verse that is speaking to you right now?
My favorite verse is Isaiah 6:8. And it says, also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. In the previous verses, he realized that in the glory and the holiness of the Lord, he had unclean lips and the people that surrounded him had unclean lips. And he was unworthy to do the service of God. But in thankfulness of God's grace and the forgiveness of God, he freely offers himself to be used by God. And he obtained boldness and freedom in the presence of God. And he was ready to do God's will for his life.
I so love that. And I love your heart. I love that, like, this is something that speaks to you at such a young age. Because I'll tell you what, when I look out and I look at, like, in the Bible, the ones who really started a revival, the ones that we remember more than most anybody else, the majority of them are teens.
Yes.
And so like right now, right where you're at, you guys, oh my goodness, the amazing things that you can do. I love that this verse speaks to you.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right. So last, tell us just a quick version about who Shannon is and how you got to be where you are today.
Well, I am Shannon Monet and I'm 15 years old and I'm also a motivational speaker. I just desire to make a positive impact on today's and the next generation. And I'm just really a girl who said yes to God's will and purpose for my life. I went through like a series of bullying and I was only 9 years old at the time. And kids bullied me because of the way I dressed and my skin complexion, the way I acted. And I was very different and unique and mature for my age. And a lot of kids didn't like that about me. So in the midst of going through all that, I became alone and I even struggled with depression. And I even listened to depressing artists because they relate to my pain, but I thought that that would help my pain. But in reality, what seemed like what was helping me was actually tearing me apart. So I really just started depending on God because I learned that from my childhood, like you could talk to God. And so I started doing it and talking to him on the playground every single day. And I built that relationship with him. Fast forward to the summer of 2018, I was out of school where I was being bullied, but I was still holding on to what happened to me inside my heart. Every single word that they threw towards me, every single look that they glanced at me, it really hurt. And I didn't even like who I was anymore. And I was tired of being someone who's rejected, different. And I was just tired of being depressed every day. And it was really at that moment when I started to doubt God and even questioning if he was real. And if he was real, why did he make me different? Why didn't he make me like everyone else in my school? And I was crying in my bedroom and my mother was in the other room folding clothes. And I suddenly heard footsteps. So I dried my tears, make sure she didn't see me or anything. And she came over to me and started praying for me. She didn't hear that I was crying or she didn't even see that I was crying. And she didn't even know what I'd been through at school because I kept it to myself. I knew this was nothing but God. And she started praying for me and God showed her a vision of me sitting alone at the lunch table. And when she told me that, I could do nothing but cry because I realized God saw me. And it was at that night when God revealed to me that he was with me the entire time. And he just used my mother to speak to me. He showed me that night that he had a purpose for me and that I wasn't too young to do his work.
I absolutely love that. When you started to become a motivational speaker, like what was it that inspired you to do that?
Well, I really can give the credit to God because I'm honestly, I guess I can call myself like Jonah. I ran away from doing a lot of things that God told me to do. Like he told me, I felt it in my spirit like multiple times, like you should create a video called The Outcast and then you should go into motivational speaking. You should do this, you should do that. And I'm like, no, I'm scared. I'm not going to do that. I just kept feeling this like pulling in my heart, like I should go do it. And I kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off until I just really couldn't put it off anymore. And I just started to do the work that God had called me to do.
I so love that. I was the same way. I was that Jonah person too. And I remember right after the shutdown, and I've been in youth ministry now at our church for 18 years. And I remember that first Wednesday night service that we didn't have youth service. And God spoke to me and he's like, you know, because you're not doing what I called you to do, you're not just holding yourself back. You're holding these girls back. And I was like, oh man, like, okay, God, I got to listen. So I totally understand like that. I just can't say no any longer because it's not just affecting me. It's affecting other people. So I love that.
Exactly.
I love that. All right. So you were sharing with me that God has placed a special message on your heart for these girls. Would you mind sharing that?
Yes, I would love to. You can do God's work no matter what age you are, what you look like, or where you come from. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12 said, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in the word and conduct and love and spirit and faith and impurity." And in the scripture, Paul is telling Timothy that even if he is young, it doesn't matter when it comes to living the gospel. And you can look back in the word and you can see that God even used David when he was young. David had a powerful experience with God. Can you even imagine what God could do through you and how powerful you could be through God? God's word doesn't change. It still applies to us today. And we can walk boldly and do the work of God at a young age as teenagers. There is no limit to God. He can use a three-year-old or he can even use a donkey. So what makes you think he can't use you? No, you don't have to wait till your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and so on for God to use you. And no, you don't have to look, dress, or act a certain way for God to use you. All of that means nothing to God. What he cares about is your heart. You don't have to be qualified because God calls the unqualified and makes them qualified. He places something inside of us. You have something special inside of you. You are significant to the kingdom of God, and your calling may be art, design, writing, poetry, singing, dancing, or speaking, building. There is no limit to how God can use us. Like, for example, in football, the coach analyzes the strengths and weaknesses of each player and tells them, you know, you're in this position, you can go in that position. He places them in a position where they are the strongest. And every player on the team has different positions. Although they are in different positions, They all play a part in reaching the goal and winning the game. Similar to us, we all have different positions and different callings, but it leads to one goal, bringing people to the kingdom of God and being a light in the darkness.
That's so, so good. So what would you say to like the girls that are listening that they're like, well, I don't know what I'm good at, or I don't know what gifts and talents that God could use through me? What would you tell those girls?
Daily read the word of God and spend time in prayer, because John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The word is who he is. So that is the way we get to know God. And getting to know God is getting to know ourselves. The closer you draw to God, the better you understand yourself. And then another way is to watch your circle and who you surround yourself with, you know, because who you hang around with is who you eventually become. Just keep an eye out for who you're hanging out with. Yes, you can be an example and a light in the dark places. And you can show the love of God to your friends who are unbelievers, but you still have to watch who you surround yourself with, because it's very important. And that also goes with what you watch as well, even on TV and different things like that, because it opens up doorways. And you just have to be careful so you can be able to be open to hear what God has called you to walk in.
That's so good. And earlier you were sharing how when you were feeling depressed, the songs that you would listen to fed that. And so like it goes along with that. I'm glad that you brought that up, because I think that's so important. And I don't think very many people understand that. Working with teens, I've heard over and over again, well, the music that you listen to, it doesn't really affect you, or the things you watch don't really affect you.
Yeah, it's just a song. It's just a movie.
You know? Yeah. Have you used those before?
Yes, I have. I've said that myself, actually. Yeah, it's just a show. It's just a song. You know, it's not going to affect me, but it really does, you know.
So when did you come to that realization that it did affect you?
I guess God really showed it to me, because I noticed like when I drew away from that stuff, the more actually changing my mindset, because what we consume is what we will continually think about. And if it's not godly thoughts, how can that help us have a truly intimate relationship with God? You know, all this is really important.
Absolutely. And it really is a tool that the enemy uses to hold you back from being who it is that God called you to be. It really is. You know, one thing that's interesting about the devil himself, you know, when he was in heaven, you know, he was like the lead worship singer, you know, and he had like jewels coming out of him. And so a lot of times the things that the enemy distracts us with is music and like beauty. That's another thing that he distracts 100%. Us with. And I know it was the same thing for me when I was growing up. I didn't realize there was good Christian music when I became a Christian.
Me neither.
I thought it was all like hymns, and I'm like, oh my goodness. There's no way I'm ever going to listen to that.
Yes.
And then God showed me a whole different world. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, okay. So maybe
it's actually good.
Yeah, exactly. I love that you shared that. And I love how you shared with them, you know, what are some steps that they can take? And I think that's so important, because it is more about just saying yes to God. You know, it's not about like the gifts and talents that you have, because oh my goodness. So I don't know, Shannon, if when God told you, hey, I want you to be a motivational speaker, was that like something that you thought like, I could do this with my life?
No, I did not. I did not think I had it. I was like, a speaker? No. Yeah, because I do not like speaking in front of people, but I'm actually learning how to, and it's all because of God. I give him all the credit, because honestly, if God showed me all this, I would have declined and I would have said no before, because it's not no, just no. I would have said yes.
Yeah, same thing with me. I was so shy. But that's God. We don't have to know what we're good at. And a lot of times the things that we think we're good at is not even what God's going to call us to do anyway, because if we can do it in our own strength, we don't need him. And so
100%.
So Shannon, tell me a little bit more about what it is that you do.
Well, I like to help people who struggle with depression or insecurity issues, different things like that, because that's something I personally struggle with. And usually God calls you into what you struggle with in the past. And that's my field, basically mental health and just helping people in general. That's really where my heart is. And that's where God is leading me to go. Just being a leader.
How do you help them with that?
Well, I make a lot of videos online and I love editing. That's just my favorite thing to do. I love doing graphic design. And that's just the way I help people as well.
That's awesome. That is really cool. So are you on YouTube?
Yes, I'm on YouTube and also Instagram. That's my main focus.
Is there anything else that is on your heart that you'd like to share with these girls?
You are called and you are chosen for such a time as this. And all you really have to do is give God your yes and allow him to work through your life. It can be hard sometimes and you will go through things, but don't worry because God will be with you the whole entire time. So I encourage you to go forward and do what God has called you to do. You're not too young.
I love that. So, so good. Oh my goodness. All right. So Shannon, you said that you had a YouTube channel. You said that you're on Instagram. Can you tell these girls how they can connect with you?
Well, you can search Shannon Monet on YouTube. And then on Instagram, it's at Shannon Monet _.
Thank you so much for being on here again. I am so excited that you joined me today.
Thank you for having me. I had a good time.
Me too. Me too. All right, ladies, I hope Shannon's message inspired you to seek God and to know that God created you so amazingly. You have unique gifts and talents that he placed on the inside of you, and he wants to use those gifts inside of you to make a difference in the world today. All right, so as we do each week, I want you to repeat after me and really mean it from your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change, even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I just want to let you know that I am so blessed by you. And I just wanted to take a moment just to say how thankful I am to every single one of you. You ladies really are just so amazing. All right, so now on a side note, I have to apologize about something because on a Friday, the emails that were supposed to go out to let you know that the doors were closing on Friday did not go out. And because of that, and because I want to be a person of integrity and I want to do what's right, I don't want to put that on you. So I'm extending our open enrollment until this Friday, September 2nd, just as a way to say that I am sorry for not getting those emails out to you on Friday. And to let you know, there's still an opportunity to get inside of the group coaching programs. We do have a few spots left. So if you would like to get into that program or you would like to learn more about if group coaching is right for you, grab your parents, head on over to the Uncommon Teen app. You can download that at uncommonteenapp.com, or you can go to the website at www.uncommonteen.com and click on the tab in either place that says Let's Chat. That will bring you to a calendar where your parents can schedule a call with me today. I cannot wait to meet both of you. And again, the doors do close this Friday, September 2nd. All right, ladies, have an amazing week and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year, it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big, and he really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.